97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. One of the best, I'll tell you what, number one movie in America, Social Network. It's the Facebook movie. Army Hammer is on the phone. Army, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, Big Papa. Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
I appreciate it, man. Where am I catching you this morning?
You are catching me at home in Los Angeles.
Well, number one, thank you for getting up early. We appreciate that. Number two, this movie is phenomenal.
Oh, good. I'm glad you liked it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I saw it. I saw it this past week, and it is so, so good. For people who don't know, Social Network, it is the it's the creation of Facebook. That's what the movie is about. How Mark Zuckerberg kind of took the whole thing and how he did it. And some people feel like he got, you know, they got screwed on the deal and he went behind their backs, or, you know, it's kind of like the whole drama behind behind Facebook. And you play twins.
I do, yeah.
And it's explain how, now I heard going into it that I had heard that there was this guy and there's a set of twins and the same guy plays the twins. And I, even in the first scene, I'm like, nah, that can't be right. They gotta be breaking my chops.
Yeah, well, you know what the deal is you have these two identical twins who are both 6'5", and the name is the Winklevoss twins, and they row at Harvard. And they wanted to bring these guys to life on screen, so what they did is they hired me and another actor named Josh Pence, and essentially what we would do is I would always start playing Cameron Winklevoss first, and then we would shoot it with Josh playing Tyler Winklevoss, you know, until Fincher was happy, and then he'd say, okay, switch, and then I'd go switch clothes, put on what Josh was wearing, basically sit where Josh was sitting, and then redo the scenes as Tyler, so it was like double the chance to get to work with David Fincher, my favorite director. It was great.
I'll tell you what, I hated you in this movie.
Well, thank you, Big Papa. I take that as a compliment.
Well, you should. Within the first 2 minutes, I thought the dude who played Mark Zuckerberg was a complete a-hole.
Yeah.
In the first 2 minutes, and I didn't know people's names or whatever, and I'm like, wow, this guy is a real DB for talking to this girl like that. And then like another 5 minutes in, I'm realizing, oh my god, that's the dude who created Facebook. And then and then you and I hate to say you and your brother, but you and just the way you guys were, I was like, oh my god, everybody at Harvard are DBs. What is up with this?
I think that has to be like one of the prerequisites. But you know what's funny is that everybody who sees this movie reacts differently to it. Like if you talk to someone who's athletic, they'll side with the Winklevoss twins. If you talk to somebody who's, you know, computer oriented, they'll go with Mark Zuckerberg. I mean, it's really funny because what we wanted to do is we realized that, you know, in 2003, when this company was started, you have three different groups of people who cannot agree on what really happened.
Right.
So we knew that, you know, being filmmakers in 2010, there wasn't going to be a chance for us to really know what happened. So what we did is instead of, you know, definitively choosing one person who was right or one person who was wrong, what we did is we presented each storyline with truth and with perspective. So everybody gets their second to say, this is what we think happened. And then ultimately it's up to the audience to make that decision of what they think happened here.
You know what? You're absolutely right. Again, we're talking to Army Hammer, Social Network, in theaters now. People are smart. I mean, yeah, there are some people that are dumb. But for the majority, people are smart. And if you just give them all the information, they're smart enough to come to their own senses. Like, if I interview someone, like I just interviewed Amy Fisher. And I sat there and I had a conversation with Amy Fisher. Now, everyone knows that she shot somebody in the head back in the day. Everyone knows that. Everyone knows that she's now doing porn and whatever. But I'm sitting there and I'm talking to her about how hard it is for her to find a normal job now. And she has to resort to you to doing porn because no one will hire her doing a normal job. But people are smart enough. Amy Fisher.
I don't know who that is.
That's the Long Island Lolita. She hooked up with Joey Buttafuoco.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, right. Okay.
Right.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So I'm having a normal conversation with her, and people are yelling at me, being like, how can you just have a conversation with her? How can you not, like, yell at her because of what she's done, whatever? I'm like, that's not my job. My job is to get the information out there. People are smart enough to kind of come up with their own ideas, and that's what you guys did with this movie, and it is phenomenal.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks. I'm glad you liked it.
It's a Social Network. It is in theaters now. It's funny because I call it the Facebook movie.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
It's the Facebook
movie. I think that's like our unofficial title.
Social Network, otherwise known as the Facebook movie. Armie Hammer. Now, what's going on now? There was something where you were supposed to play Batman, but then you weren't, but then you are, and then you're not again. What's going on there?
Oh yeah. You're hearing grumblings of a movie that was supposed to come to life back in 2008.
Okay.
But the movie kind of fell apart, and I think a lot of guys are upset about it. I think a lot of comic book fans wanted to see George Miller put his spin on the Justice League, you know, but I don't think he's going to get a chance to do that, which is you know, it's too bad. At the same time, you got to move on. You got to move on to the next thing. You got to keep going, you know?
Now, let me ask you this, Armie. When you get tapped to do something like that, you know, you're like, okay, you're going to be Batman. And, okay, cool, I'm going to be Batman. That's pretty sweet. I'm going to start working out a little bit more because I got to wear latex. And so,
yeah, exactly.
And you set aside, you know, months of your time because you're going, that's how long it's going to take for you to make this movie. And all of a sudden, this thing falls apart. You're pretty much screwed if this movie doesn't get made because you set aside all this time and you kind of got screwed out of any other jobs that you would have auditioned for or would have done because you were supposed to do this thing. Is that true?
Yeah, I would say that that's one perspective to look at it. Trying to be an optimist, I try to maintain the perspective of everything happens for a reason. That movie was supposed to shoot for a year. And I was going to be in Australia for a year. And, I got to go spend like 2 months in Australia training and spending time with Australian special forces and doing all that stuff, which was great.
Cool.
But had I been in Australia for a full year, who knows what kind of opportunities I would have missed. You know, I certainly never would have, developed a relationship that led to me getting married. And that would be a huge bummer, you know?
Right, absolutely. Again, Armie Hammer, Social Network. It's in theaters now. It's the Facebook movie. He plays the twins. Armie plays the twins. It's absolutely phenomenal. What is coming up for you? What do you got coming up down the pipeline?
Well, I mean, obviously as a result of this movie, a lot more doors are opening.
I would imagine because, like I said, I hated you.
So things are good, man. Yeah, things are good. There's let's just say there's stuff on the table. There's nothing that's been definitively signed on the dotted line, but things are good. I can't change anything by talking about it.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Well, here's the thing, dude. You're in a fantastic spot because this movie is gangbusters. And you are like the main. You are like the main bad guy in the movie for all intents and purposes. Well, bad guys, I should say. So you know what? From this performance, stuff will start happening. People will start talking. Next thing you know, you won't have to audition anymore. You'll just take a lunch, and then it's on like Donkey Kong.
Oh, dude! From your mouth to God's ears, it'd be so nice.
Armie Hammer, Social Network in theaters now. Before you go, it's the quick six. Six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you. All right.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. Three TV shows that are on your DVR right now.
Three TV shows that are on my DVR is Top Gear, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and Access Hollywood for my wife.
Favorite toy as a child?
Favorite toy as a child? Machete.
You're at a... Jeez. You're at a bar. What's your drink of choice?
Probably bourbon.
Last song you downloaded to your iPod?
Last song I downloaded to my iPod. My iPod's been in the glove box of my car. That's my stereo forever. I haven't even uploaded it in a while. I think the last album I downloaded was like a country album that my wife needed or something like that.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Ooh. Can I say this on the radio?
Yeah.
Personality.
Liar. And finally, what is your favorite toy as an adult?
Favorite toy as an adult would probably be motorcycles.
Nice. What do you ride? What's your fave?
Well, I'm in between right now, but I'm saving up to get the BMW GS Adventurer.
It's Armie Hammer, Social Network, in theaters now. He plays the twins and does a phenomenal job. Armie, it's gonna be great to say I interviewed you when.
Well, thanks, Big Papa. I appreciate it.
And all right, man.
Since you said that, anytime you want to do another one, I'm down.
All right, sounds good, man. I'll look you up on Facebook and on Twitter and all that stuff. It's Armie Hammer, everybody. We'll be right back. It's Big Papa in the Morning on KISS FM.